Begin the current daf and set the Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Ches. We begin on the bottom line of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara continues the discussion of the machlekes between Reb Chidkei and Rabbanan regarding how many meals are eaten on Shabbos. And that is the Rabban hold, as we know about Shalosh. This Reb Chidkei said four meals, and they both learn out from the same pasuk of how many times it says Hayoyim in the pasuk. It says three times. Reb Chidkei holds three during the day, and you still have the one in the evening. And the Rabban say, no, on the whole entire Shabbos, there's three meals. So now the Gemara brings our Mishnah to relate who is the town of our Mishnah. Now we learned in our Mishnah. Nafla deleika b'leil Shabbos, that if there was a fire on Friday night, so we continue on the top of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Matzilin Mazon Gimel Sudas Sa'aris, our Mishnah said, you're allowed to save three meals worth. So my love, de le'ochel, isn't the Mishnah talking about when it happened, the fire on Friday night, that you didn't eat the Friday night meal yet, and still we say you could only save three meals. Obviously the town of a Mishnah is not like Reb Chidkei, that you only eat three meals on Shabbos, not four. Now the Gemara says, Lloyd, the Ochel is talking about that you already ate the Friday night meal, and that's why you save three meals, but really it could be the town of like Reb Chidkei, and that you really eat four meals, but you already ate one of the four meals. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya. Our Mishnah said, Shachris Matzilin Mazin Shtei Sudas. If the fire happened in Shabbos in the morning, then you could save only two meals. My love de Loyochel, isn't it that it's told me you didn't eat the Shabbos morning meal yet, and yet you only saved two, not three meals? And the Gemara says, Lai Dochel told me you already ate that meal, that's why you save two meals to have the other two out of the four. Again, the Gemara says, in the Mishnah it says, B'mincha Matzilin Mazin Suda Achas. If it happened in the afternoon, then you save only one meal. Like we call it Shal Sudas. But my love de Loyochel, isn't it obvious that you didn't eat that third meal yet, and that you only save one meal. So obviously that you only eat three meals on Shabbos. The Gemara says, the Ochel, tell me that you already ate the third meal, and you're saving it for the fourth meal, that's where you're allowed to save one. Therefore, it's no proof that it's not like a Pchitka. And that the Gemara says, V'ham niktani sefer, but from the fact that the end of the Mishnah says, the Rabbi Yesi Oimer, lo'ilu matzilin mazin gimel sudah, said you always save three meals. And that is, even though you already ate one or two, it doesn't make a difference. It's a day that you're allowed to have three meals, and that's the amount that we let you take out, no matter if you ate one or two or you didn't eat any. So from the fact that he didn't say that you save four meals, so obviously he for sure is not like Reb Chidkei. But however, Mechlal de Tanakama Gimel Sfirle, but it would also be obvious that the Tanakama himself also holds like Reb Yosi on this aspect. That is, the Tanakama doesn't argue on Reb Yosi how many meals you could save. The only thing they argue about is whatever you ate, does that get deducted from that amount? But however, it sounds like that obviously on that idea that it's three meals, on that he agrees to Reb Yosi. And the Gemara says, you're right, El Mechbarat Masnin Nolik Reb Chidkei. Obviously it's clear, Tan of a Mishnah is not like a Pchitka, that they both agree that you can only have three meals on Shabbos. That's how many you're supposed to have, and that's how many you're allowed to save. The only machlikus was if you ate it already, if that would be deducted, and therefore it's not like a Pchitka holds that you have to have four meals on Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks from elsewhere, V'haditnan, but this that we learned in the Mishnah, Misha Yeshli Mazin Shtei Sudas, a poor person, if he has at least two meals worth of food, Layitum and Atamchu, he's not allowed to take from this thing of tzedakah called the Tamchu. Tamchu is a large plate, and the Gaboyim would go around and collecting food from all the homeowners, and they would give it out to the poor people on every single day. They would give it out two meals to have. People have to have a morning meal and a night meal. So this person, if he has two meals worth, he's not supposed to take, because that would be considered stealing from the poor, because you have two meals, you're not allowed to go ahead and take. Even though tomorrow you're not going to have, it doesn't make a difference. This is a daily tzedakah. And for that, if you have two meals, you're not eligible for this tamchut. However, mazin arba esrei. However, if he has 14 meals worth, then lo yitum menakuba, then he can't even take from the box, which this tzedakah box was money that he would use to support the poor people who were a little better off, and it was a little bit degrading for them to take from this tamchut, from the plate, every single day. So therefore, this was money that was given out every Friday, once a week on Friday. Now, if he has 14 meals, then he can't go ahead and take out, because he could wait for the next Shabbos that's coming, because there's 7 days and two meals a day. However, if he only had 12 meals, for example, then he would be able to take on this Friday, because he wouldn't be able to make it to the next Friday, because again, there's 7 days in the week, and for that you need to have 14 meals. So, but if he has 14 meals, then he cannot take even from the box, because he can make it to the next week, and then when he doesn't have for the coming week, then he'll be able to take. So the question is mani. Who is the Tana of this Mishnah? L'ay Rabbanu b'l'ay Reb Chidkei. It's neither like the Rabbanu or like Reb Chidkei, as the Gemara explains. Because I Rabbanu chamsri havin. If it's like the Rabbanu, then it should say that he has to have 15 meals to not be eligible, to be ineligible for the kupa, for the box. Because to go through the week, you have to have 7 days, 14 meals. However, there's 15 meals, because on Shabbos you have Shalosh Shudos, you have an extra meal. So why are we saying 14 meals, then you could wait till the next Friday? No, you need to have 15 meals. And Reb Chitka Shisrei happen. If it's Reb Chitka, then you have to have another 2 meals, which is on Shabbos, not only you have 2, you have 4 meals, so that would be 16. So who is this town that says it's enough to have 14 meals? And I think about Salah Oilim Rabban. Really, it's like the opinion of the Rabban. That we tell this person what you're going to eat after Shabbos on Matzah Shabbos, that you eat on Shabbos. In other words, you're going to eat anyways close to nighttime on Shabbos when you're eating Shalosh Shudos. So you don't have to eat at night. And although we say later on in the Gemara that a person should always prepare his table on Matzah Shabbos and to eat what's called Malav Malka, that's only for someone that has the means to, but it's not a necessity. And therefore, it's enough with 14 meals, because the third meal of Shabbos will be the equivalent of the night meal of Matzah Shabbos. And that's why we tell him, so you're going to be eating a little bit earlier, you still only need 14 meals. But then the Gemara says, so is that to say, Lim Rabbanan, he will learn B'chitka, that the Tana of that Mishnah is obviously the Rabbanan, not like B'chitka, because according to B'chitka, you still have an extra one, even if you eat the Matzah Shabbos meal for Shalosh Shudos. That the Gemara says, no. Afilu Tamer B'chitka, you could say it's even like a B'chitka. Because you say a similar svara from Erev Shabbos. What you were going to eat on Friday, you eat Friday night. That the Gemara says, what does that mean? So what, the whole Friday he should sit in a fast? What does that mean? In other words, there's 2 meals on the Friday day. This Friday day and the Friday night. Now the Friday night is part of the 14 meal package which you're having on Friday night. Now the day meal, you're saying save that for the night and have it included in the Friday night meal. What do you mean? So the whole Friday I'm supposed to be fasting? That doesn't make sense. Elohomani, rather, who is the Tana of this Mishnah to be miyashiv and say that it could even go like a b'chitka? It's Rabbi Kiva here. It's Rabbi Kiva. The Amma that he says, Aseisha bat chachoyl val tetzarech labis. You should make Shabbos like a weekday. Just like on a weekday you have 2 meals, make Shabbos like a weekday and only have 2 meals, and that you shouldn't have to come on to people. And that is, regarding the Sudas of Shabbos, for someone that has the means, so then you could say like Rabbanan, to have 3 meals on Shabbos, what we call Shal Shudas, or you could say like a Pchitka, to have 4. However, someone that has to come on to people, he doesn't have the means, then he shouldn't be taking from people more than he has to. He should make a Shabbos like a weekday, and he shouldn't impose his covered Shabbos on others to say, okay, I'm going to have 3 meals, I'm going to have 4 meals. What do you mean? You're coming out to Tzedakah. Make your Shabbos a weekday type of thing. So therefore, it is enough to have 14 meals to get to the next week to take from the kupa. And if you have 14, you're not eligible. Because although Shabbos, we say 3 or maybe even 4 meals, that's if you have the means. But if not, only 2 meals, just like a regular day has 2 meals. And therefore, it could even be like a b'chitka, it doesn't have to be like drabon. Now the Gemara asks from a different Mishnah. B'hadit, now this we learned in the Mishnah. In pechsin la'oni ha'oiv makam la'makam. Also on the topic of tzedakah, that we can't give less to a poor person that's going from place to place. In other words, that he's not sleeping over here, he's just passing through. But we have to give him for that day's needs. We don't give him less. Mikikre bepunyin, midalat son besela. We don't give him less than a loaf that cost a punyin when 4 son cost a sela. And that is, a punyin is a 12th of a dinner, which is a 48th of a sela. And the Chacham estimated that a type of a loaf of that size is going to be enough for 2 meals for the day and for the night. So you can't give less than a loaf that costs a punyin. That amount, when 4 son will cost a seller, that type is enough for 2 meals in a day. So if he's not sleeping there, but you still have to give him the day's worth of meals, which is a morning and a night meal. Lon, if he's sleeping over, then you also give him the expenses, the necessities that he needs for sleeping over, which the Gemara later is going to explain what is that. Because you already gave him the day and night meal anyway with this loaf of bread. As the Gemara in Ervin says, that this loaf of bread is enough for 2 meals, as they explain over there in the Sugya of Erev Tchumen, that yeah, it's enough with 1 loaf of bread. However, v'im shavas, if he stays over, if he spends the Shabbos there, then then they give him enough food for 3 meals. Not as normally as we say for 2, on Shabbos you give him 3 meals worth. So the Gemara says, Leim Rabban Hevelar B'chitka. Should we say that? Mishnah is like Rabban and obviously not like a B'chitka, because we say you give him 3 meals, not 4 meals. And then the Gemara says, Leim Rabban B'chitka. However, why 3 meals? K'gon Deka Suda Badei. We're talking about that he had something, he had 1 meal's worth with him. Damrin Alei, Ha Deka Bado Chachle. The meal that you have with it, eat it together, so 3 plus 1 will make it 4. But then the Gemara asks, why? So why do we give him only 3 meals? But when he has to leave, he's going to go empty-handed. So he came with something, we don't give him anything more. Why don't we give him, when he's going to leave, he's going to be leaving empty. And the Gemara says, no, it's not true. When he leaves, we're going to escort him with a meal. So therefore, it's not a contradiction. We only give him three because he has one. And the fact that that cleans him out, fine. When he leaves, we'll give him something to take along. Fine. But now the Gemara asks, my parnassus lina. What is this necessities for the evening, for staying over? We already gave him the night meal because that's the one kikar when even the person that's not staying over. So I'm not Papa, what does it mean that tzarche of lina, of sleeping over, that's pur yur beisadya? That's a bed and a pillow. In other words, besides giving him food, we have to give him a bed and a pillow to sleep on. However, we said that these two mishnayos are not necessarily like the Tana Kama. Rather, they could even be like Reb Chitka that holds four meals, and that is one that Mishnah before could be saying like Reb Kiva, that Aseh Shabbat Chachal Vatatzach Labriyas, and the next one could be saying that he already has a meal with him, and that's why it's enough with three meals. Tanabon, we learned in the Braisa. Ka'ara sha'ochel ben arvis. Regarding plates that you had eaten on in the evening on Friday night, medichin lechol ben shachris, you could wash them to eat for them in the morning meal, in the Shabbos day meal. Shachris, if you had eaten with them in the Shabbos day meal, medichin lechol ben betzarayim, you could wash them to eat them in the afternoon. Betzarayim, medichin lechol ben mincha, if you ate on them in the afternoon, you could wash them off to eat them in the late afternoon, towards the evening, which is the time of Shalosh Shudas. However, in the mincha ve'elich, from that time and onwards, shuv ein madiach, then you can't wash the plates anymore because though this washing would only be for the weekday, it would be considered hachana, preparing for Matzah Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do. That is not necessary. It's only if you would still be using it for Shabbos when you have a later meal that you could wash it off and have it ready for then. However, avol kaisis, but cups, v'kitonius, and ladles, with sloichius, and pitchers, madiach v'hoilich kolyam kula, you could wash it and prepare it the entire day. And there, the reason is, lefisha in kaval l'shtiyah, there's no designated time for drinking, even if it's almost towards the end of Shabbos, still someone might want to drink. Therefore, even if you ate and you drank, by mincha time, you could still go ahead and wash it out because you might need it even to a few moments before the end of Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, related to what we were speaking about, how many sudas we eat on Shabbos, and the Tanna Kamma holds three sudas. So the Gemara says, Omer b'shumim ben Pazi, Omer b'shumim levi, mishum b'akapar, kolam akayim sholash sudas b'shabbos. Whoever fulfills the three meals that are to be eaten on Shabbos, nitzel m'sholash b'ranis, he says, from three punishments. And they are, mechev l'mashiach, from the travails of Mashiach. That is when Mashiach will come, there will be, as the Gemara in Ksubah says, that generation, that Ben David will come, will be major challenges for the people that are there. So such a person that each shal shudas will be saved from the travails of Mashiach, umedina shal gehenim, and from the judgment of gehenim, umechemes goig and magog, and from the war of goig and magog, which is the king goig of and magog, which will be the apocalyptic type of a fight that's going to be towards the end of the of olam hazeh before when Mashiach is coming. So the Gemara says mechevli shal Mashiach, from the travails of Mashiach. How do we know that? Because Ksivacha Yom, here it says regarding Shabbos, it says day. As the pasuk in Shemayis Tezayin says, V'yem Moshe, Moshe said, Ichlu Hayoim, eat today. Ki Shabbos Yom Lashem, because today is Shabbos. Hayoim Lusim Tzum Bezad, today you're not going to find it in the meal. So we say that Shabbos is called day. Uksiv Hasman says over there, Malache, that regarding the times of Yemayis Mashiach, it says, Hine Anoichi Sheleich Lechem Es Eliyahu HaNavi. Behold, I'm going to send to you Eliyahu the prophet, Lefnei Bo Yoyim Mugaymer, before the day that Mashiach is going to come. So we see that the day Mashiach is being come is also called Yoyim. So therefore, you save from the Chev of the Mashiach if you have the Yoyim of Shabbos. Medina Shal Gehenim, where do you say that you save from the judgment of Gehenim? Ksiv Hach Yoyim, it says over here regarding Shabbos day. Ksiv Hasman says over there in the Pasuk in Tzavanya regarding Gehenim, Yoyim Evra Yemahu, that it's a day of anger that day, which is the day of judgment in Gehenim. So therefore we see that you keep Shabbos, which is Yoyim, you save from Gehenim, that's Yoyim. And finally, Mechemes Gog and Magog, from that cataclysmic war that's going to be, Ksiv Hach Yoyim, here again by Shabbos says Yoyim, Ksiv Hasman says over there, Pasuk in Yecheskel, but Yoyim Boy Gog, in the day that Gog comes, we see that that's also called Yoyim. Therefore you keep these three sudas, you save from these three punishments. Similarly, the Gemara says, "Omer b'yichin the meshumer b'yisi kolam aniges the Shabbos." Whoever delights in Shabbos, he fully is conscious and cognizant of the blessings of Shabbos, and he delights in it. Noisnei nachabli mitzvah, they give him a portion without boundaries. In other words, there's no end to it. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, "Oz tisalnik Hashem." Then you will delight on Hashem, and that's after the pasuk that says, "V'kuras l'Shabbos," meaning that you will call Shabbos a delight, and then you'll delight on Shem. V'kafticha al bamas ha'aretz, and I will mount you on the heights of the land. V'chaticha, and I will give you to eat nachlas Yaakov avicha v'gaymer, the portion of Yaakov your forefather. That it says nachlas Yaakov and not nachlas Avram or Yitzchak. To tell you this idea, Loi kavram shekasav by not like a ram that it says regarding him. Kum hisalach ba'oris la'arka ba'goyma. Get up and go onto this land and the length and the width. That is, Hashem is telling him, this land I'm giving you, but not more. Only Eretz Yisrael. And v'loi ki Yitzchok shekasav by not like Yitzchok, which regarding him it says Hashem told him ki l'cho ulzaracha etin es kalrotz Yisrael, that for you and your children I'm going to give all these lands, which is sounds a little bit more, but not more than that. Only these lands. Rather, it's saying that if you keep Shabbos, if you have the delight of Shabbos, I'm going to give you like Yaakov Shakosavai, or it says regarding Yaakov, that you will break forth, you have no limits, no boundaries to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south, all over that. If someone keeps Shabbos, he has Ma'anig, he gets Nachlas Yaakov Avicha, he gets a Nachal B'Mitzrayim without boundaries. Another reward that comes from someone who delights in Shabbos. Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok Amar, Nitzel Meshibit Galias, he's saved from the enslavement, from the challenges of exile. Because Ksiv Hacha, it says over here, V'kavticha al-boma se'aretz, that I will mount you onto the heights of the land, which is regarding someone that we said that keeps Shabbos, or across the Shabbos Einik. Ksiv Hashem, it says, a pasuk in Devarim, V'ata al-boma se'i tidrech, it says the same term, V'ata al-boma se'imoy, that you on the heights, meaning on the high ones of the goyim, that you will step on them. So you see that, Harkavticha al-boma se'aretz, on the high ones is the same concept of overpowering the subjugation of the exiles. That if you keep Shabbos and you're ma'aning it, you won't be under the shibud of the goyim. Another thing, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, called ma'aning it's a Shabbos. Whoever delights in the Shabbos, nois lo mishalas libei, they give him his heart's desire. Shenem, like it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, v'yis'anig al Hashem, that you will delight on Hashem, v'yitn lo mishalas libecha, and he will give you your heart's desire. Now, what does this mean? I don't know what it means, this delight. What does it mean to be ma'anig al Hashem? Like the Mesilas Yisroel, this is the main tachlis of the world, to be l'sanig al Hashem. What is it? When it says that you will call Shabbos a delight, that is the delight of Shabbos. If someone delights in Hashem, and that is in Hashem's day of Shabbos, then he will get all his heart's desires. So Lamaisa, the Gemara asks, B'mama anke, so with what can we delight in Shabbos? What should I do? So Rabbi Huda Reider of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Amar, I'll tell you, practically, B'tavshel Shel Trodin, with a dish of cooked beets, B'dogim G'dolim, a large fish, Rosh Hashuman, and cloves of garlic. In other words, as Rashi says, that those were Choshever foods in those days. I want you to appreciate on all different dimensions and levels, and it starts with the physical dimension, with food. And that is a way to show the person's delight in this day. That is a way of being Ma'anig the Shabbos, of being Mis'anig al Hashem. He says, no, you don't have to go so far, such chashava foods. Even a small amount, but you made it specially for Shabbos, for the honor of Shabbos. Hareza, I think that's also called delighting in Shabbos. Mahi, what is that? What is something small, but it's being made just for Shabbos? It's this small little fish that's fried, and it's the fats of the intestines of this fish, together with some flour. That is something, a special dish made for Shabbos, even though it's something very small. That's called being Mas'anig al Hashem, on Hashem Shabbos, and that would give a person kol mishalas liboy. Omer b'chi b'rabba, omer b'yechnan. Whoever keeps Shabbos according to its halachas, even if he served idol worship like the generation of Enosh, which that's when they started the whole concept of idol worship, as the pasuk in Bereishis says, that then they started profaning the those who would call out to Hashem. They threw Hashem away, so to speak, chas Hashem, and they started going through the intermediaries to all the kechavim and all the mazalis. Even if he did it like Der Enish, still they'll forgive him if he keeps Shabbos with all the halachas. Shneim, like it says a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Ashri Enosh Yasa Zayis B'Goyim. Praiseworthy is the man, but however, it uses the term Enosh, that does this. And the pasuk over there says, Uven Odem Yachzik B'Goyim, the person that will hold on to this, which is Shemi Shabbos Mechalei, from keeping Shabbos, from desecrating it, V'Shemi Yodem Asayis Korah, and that he'll watch his hand from doing anything bad. So therefore, you see, when it says michaloi from desecrating it, the Gemara says al tikri michaloi ela mocholoi. Rather, the words are the same words, that he's forgiven. So even someone that's enosh, that does avodah zarah like enosh, but if he's shomer Shabbos, then it will be mocholoi. Then he'll be forgiven because he keeps Shabbos kol chasa. Similar, the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav il moli shomer Yisrael Shabbos rishon. Had the Jews kept only the first Shabbos when the first Shabbos in the Midbar was given to them, no nation, no race would have been able to rule over the Jews. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk, that it was on the seventh day. This was the first Shabbos they had. The people from the nation went out to gather the man. And that was Aser. They were doing some type of malacha when they did that. And what does it say afterwards in the following parasha? Amalek came. That is, because they desecrated the Shabbos, therefore they were under the rule, under the dominion of other nations. Had they kept the first Shabbos, they wouldn't have been able to be ruled by anyone else.
If only the entire Jewish people would keep two Shabboses according to the proper halachas, miyad negolim. Right away they would be redeemed.
Shanem, like it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Koyama Hashem, so says Hashem.
To those who are sarisim, which are people that can't have children, that if they would keep my Shabbosis, which is the plural, which is two,
and what does it say afterwards?
And I will bring them to my holy mountain. I will bring them to Yerushalayim. That's it. The whole Galus would be over. Only if they would keep Shabbosis, at least two Shabbosis.
And like the Mefarshim say, because the first Shabbos is to make the full week a real week, and then Shabbos completes it.
Now the Gemara brings many different statements from Rabbi Yossi, where he says, Yehei chelki, that this should be my portion. And then later it transitions to Rabbi Yossi saying that miyamai, that from my days, this is what I always did. So the Gemara begins. Rabbi Yossi, Yehei chelki me'oichli yishol ha-shudas b'shabbos.
Let my portion be from those who eat three sudas on Shabbos. In other words, it's a very important halacha. And that's why it says, let me be from those people.
Rabbi Yossi, Yehei chelki me'gormi hal b'chol yom.
Let my portion be from those people that finish hal every single day.
And that the Gemara asks, is that really so? That's not a good thing.
Whoever recites Hal every single day,
he's a blasphemer, he's someone that's degrading.
In other words, the first Nevi'im that came, they were Masakin to say only at certain times Hal.
We have 18 different times when you say Shvach and Adur to Hashem, like it says in Arvi Pesachim.
If someone says Hal every single day, so then he's just like singing a song and he's making a mockery out of this whole thing.
What is he saying that he wants to be from those who say Hal every single day?
And the Gemara says, what does he mean when he said Hal? He didn't mean the Hal that we say on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov.
Kikar mina b'psukah d'zimra.
He meant to say the psukah d'zimra, which there's two mizmorim of the Hals that we say over there, of Hal Hashem and Hashemayim, and Halu Kel B'Kodshay, those two, which are the two most important ones, those are what he says, let me be from those who say Hal every single day, from psukah d'zimra, that are the between Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. That's what he says, such a chashuv thing. He wanted to bring out this point, let me be from those people.
Another statement, Omer Yosi, hey chelki mi mispalalim im dumdumei chama.
Let my portion be from those who daven with the redness of the sun. And that is when the sun is red. That's at in the morning time of Shacharis, right after the nets, after the sun is coming out, it's still red. And also at nighttime, right before Shkia, when he's davening Mincha, those are the proper times to be davening. As the Gemara says,
mitzvah lehispalim dimdumichama, it's a mitzvah to daven, Shacharis and Mincha, with the reddening of the sun.
Amr b'zeh Micro, what's the pasuk to show this?
So it's the pasuk of Tehillim that says, Yiru'ucha im shemesh, they should fear you with the sun, meaning when the sun is being zareach, when it's coming out. V'lefnei yureach dardarim, and in front of the moon for generations, that is before the light of the moon's coming out, when the sun didn't yet set, that is when it's reddening, that's both when it's coming out and when it's leaving, that's when he should daven shachas and when he should daven mincha. That's to start the day and to end the day.
Another statement, let my portion be from those who die with intestinal sicknesses. That's something that's very painful and it cleanses the person's sins. That's what he was asking to be. The Amamar, as the master said, Ruben shel tzaddikim meisi b'chol ma'ayim, the majority of the righteous, they die from intestinal sicknesses. So he wanted that Yisurim to purge himself, to clean himself out, like Taisus says, to be like Malachim, to be clean, not gufnius, not gashmius, not physical, to be totally cleansed out. That is when the person has intestinal sicknesses.
V'amar b'yaisi says, Yehi chelki mimeisi b'derech mitzvah.
Let my portion be for someone that dies on the way to do a mitzvah. It's leaving, almost like the famous story of Rabbi Kiva who died saying echad, saying shema. It's a schus to die on the way to do a mitzvah. Again, someone that does a mitzvah doesn't die because of it, but it could be possibly on the way he's doing it, he wanted to have that schus.
V'amar b'yaisi,
let my portion be from those that start Shabbos in Tveria,
And that is because Tveya is a very low level, it was very deep. And it gets dark there when it's really still day, and they think it's dark. So he says, let my be from those who start Shabbos in Tveya, therefore they're starting Shabbos early, umi mitziya Shabbos b'tzipari, but from those who end Shabbos in Tzipari. And that is because Tzipari was high up on a mountain, and that is when the sun was really already set. You could still see some sun because it's very high. So that's what's called ma'achrin lotzeis min haShabbos. They would end Shabbos late. So basically what he was trying to say was that he wants to be from those who start Shabbos early, end Shabbos late. Those are the ones who are praiseworthy. That's like starting Shabbos in Tveria and ending in Tzipar. Let my portion be from those that sit the people down in the Beis Medrash. Those are what's called the Gaboyim. They gather Talmidim every day and say, okay, let's go, it's time to get into the Beis Medrash. Let me be from that people, but not from those who make the people get up in the Beis Medrash. They say, okay, it's time to eat, time to go do other things. And that I don't want to be from that, because that's being Mevatel people from the Torah. Although it's necessary, I don't want to be from those people. Similar, let my portion be from those that collect the tzedakah from people, and not from those who go ahead and have to give out the tzedakah. That is to the poor people who get tzedakah, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra in the first parak, that tzedakah is collected with two people, yet it's given out with three people. And that is because the people that have to give it out to the poor, they have to check each one individually to see. And sometimes you have more of an atiyah to somebody. You have mercy on this person. You feel bad, and you're going to give more than what's necessary. And you're going to give more. And sometimes you give someone else. You go, this person doesn't need, and therefore it's going to be improperly done. Therefore, he says, I don't want to be from those who have to give out. I'd rather be from those who collected tzedakah. Let my portion be from those who are suspected for wrongdoing, and really there is no wrong in him. Yes, I had that people suspected me for wrongdoing, and it wasn't in me, and that's a great merit where a person zeichet the great things if people suspect him, but it's not really there. Says a different statement. He says, I had intercourse five times, v'netati chamesha arozim b'Yisrael. And then I planted five cedars in the Jewish people. In other words, five times he was intimate, and he had five children from those times. Umani, and who are they? That's Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yosi. It's his son Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar Reb Yosi, Rabbi Chalafta Reb Yosi, Rabbi Avtilis Reb Yosi, Rabbi Nachum Reb Yosi. Those are his five sons. But the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Vok of Vardimus. He has a son that we know was called Vardimus. So the Gemara says, Haine Vardimus, Haine Menachem. The son that already said Menachem was the same one who was called Vardimus. But my call Vardimus, why did they call him Vardimus? Shepanav Daim Levard, because his face was similar to a rose. He had this type of a complexion. That's why they called him Vardimus. So he had five sons. But the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Lememr the Rabbi Yosi mitzvahs oinah lekayim? Is this to say Rabbi Yosi was not mekayim his mitzvah of oinah that he has to be intimate with his wife? He says, only five times I had, and in those five times I had my five sons? What do you mean? You have a chiyuv twice a week or whatever it is to have oinah with his wife. So the Gemara says, right. Rather, what he meant to say was that five times I had tashmish and that I repeated it right after again so that I should have male sons. And that's what he says. And those are the five cedars, the five sons that I had. Because as the Gemara says in Erevin, that whoever wants to have male sons should have tashmish and then repeat it again right after. That will make sure that it'll have zacharim. So that's what he meant to say, that I had five times that I repeated. Nothing more transitions into these statements when he says, of all my days, what I had done. Or Rabbi Yosi, miyamai lekarisi leishti ishti. In all my days, I never called my wife my wife. And that is what he's coming to teach us here, is that even just the regular speech of Tamid Chacham, you have to learn from them. And he's trying to say, just you could pick up from the words that I use, the importance, the fundamental principles over here. So you have to realize what I was saying, that I never called my wife my wife. Ulishay ishay, I never called my ox my ox. El ishti besi, rather I always called my wife my house, because she's the akeres habayis. She's the main part of the house. She's what holds the house together. So I would call her my house. Ulishayri sade, and I would call my ox my field, because the ox is the main part of the field. As the pasuk of Mishlei says, v'rav tvus, an abundance of crop, is b'koyach shar. It's all in the strength of the ox, and therefore he called his ox my field. It's a certain appreciation, the words that you verbalize, to understand what the item, what the object, what the person actually is. In all my days, I never looked at my male member in the area where I have the circumcision. And that's because of the Greek monastery that he had. But the Gemara asks, is that really so that he never did that? But my time, they asked Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, why was it that you merited to be called our holy Rabbi? He's called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why were you called Rabbeinu HaKadosh so holy? So Amalahu miyam alay nisrakalti b'milush. He says the reason is because I never looked at my area of my circumcision, and therefore the question is, if Rabbi Yossi also didn't look at his mokum amila, he also should have been called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Yet we never find anywhere that Rabbi Yossi is called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Only Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is called like that. So how could he say that he never looked at his mokum amila? So the Gemara says no. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was called was because Rabbi Milsachrita Havabei. Rabbi had another element about him, that is why he was so modest that he was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Because Kedusha is always found in the Mokum of Tznias. And that is, Lohichnes Yodai Tachnes Avnete. He never put his hand under his belt, meaning from his belt and below, which is near the area of the aver, of the male member, he never put it there because he never wanted to bring himself to a situation of carry, of a seminal emission, so he never put his hand below his belt. That was the old extra Kedusha that he had that merited that he should be called Rabbeinu HaKadosh, our holy teacher. It never happened in all my days that the walls of my house should see the seams of my shirt. And that is, when he would take off his shirt, so something people take off from the bottom up, thereby your body is being revealed and the walls of your house is going to see it. What he would do is, when he would take off his shirt, he would cover himself in his blanket or whatever it is, and he would have only his head sticking out. He would pick it up and he would have it under his blanket, and because of the modesty, he would be under and he would be covered, so his house never saw the seams. In other words, seams is when you would pull it over your head, so thereby you're pulling it up, so the seams which are inside are being shown. But here he would only pull it up over towards his head over because he was covered. Therefore, he was trying to say that he had this modesty, so his house never saw the seams of his shirt. It never happened that I would transgress the words of my friend. And he brings an example. Says, I know I'm not a kohen, but if my friends would say, go up to the duchan, I would go up. If my friend tells me something, even though I know it's not true, I listen to it, I don't transgress it. I never said something that I had to retract it later. And that is, if someone would come to me and say something, what, did you say that about me? I would say, yeah, I said that about you. And I wouldn't retract to say, no, I didn't say it, it's not true. Because I would always initially say the truth. And what he was trying to say is, this is regarding Lashon Hara. When you say something derogatory about something and it comes to you, say, is that true? And he held that anything that's said ba'api mara to the person himself, I would say to his face, that's not called Lashon Hara, as the Gemara in Erechin discusses this. And therefore, if he would ask me, I would say, yes, I said that about you. So that's not Lashon Hara. And lahalacha, that's not necessarily the case. But that's what was Rabbi Yossi Shita. And therefore he says, I never had to retract something that I said. So now the Gemara says many different amirom, which the Mefarshim say these are the students of Rav who took certain components from their Rebbe, and they said this is the nekuda that I excelled in. Amar Rav Nachman, tasty li dekayemis gimel sudas b'Shabbos. I should get reward because I kept the three sudas of Shabbos. Shalosh sudas, the three meals, was a very chashuv thing by Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Yehuda, tasty li dekayemis in tefila. It should come to me great reward because I fulfilled this intent. Kavana, this real kavana salev by my davening. I always had very good kavana, and that's where we find that it's from the things that oichel perisem b'olam hazeh. You eat the fruits in this world, but Taisa says, although the Gemara Brachas says that whoever has iyun tefillah, this major intention with his davening, that it comes to heartache, that's only by someone that's he's expecting Hashem will do his and fulfill what he's asking. He thinks it's going to be fulfilled because he's asking. That's not in tefillah. In tefillah, that's good. It's something that's just focusing and being mistabik and asking rachman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a good thing. Should come to me reward. I never walk 4 amas with my head uncovered. I always have a yarmulke or a head covering. Should come to me because I fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. And although everybody does, but what he was saying was, I don't go even 4 amas without tefillin. And the same thing applies to the next statement. Should come to me because I fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. And although everyone does, but I never go even 4 amas without my tzitzis. Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef, who was the son of Rabba, what was your father very meticulous and careful in? Amalei b'tzitzis. He said he was very into the mitzvah of tzitzis. One day he was going up on the ladder. Ifzik lechuta, and one of the strings of his tzitzis ripped. He didn't come down from the ladder as long as he didn't yet go ahead and fix and put on another string. He didn't want to go anywhere without being makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Vomar Abai, and Abai says, Tesi li, I should get reward. The chichazina tzuvim rabbanon. The shalom mesechta, because if I see one of the Talmudic scholars, one of the yeshiva bachim that finished the mesechta that he had learned, and we continue on to the top of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Avidna Yemetov Rabban, I make a big holiday, I make a Yom Tov to the Rabban for the Talmidim, and that is because he was the Rosh Hashiva, and then he would make a big simcha for everybody that he was Messiah and Mesechta. Amar Rabba, Tesi Li, the Chiasa Tzuvim Rabban, the Kamoy Ledina, should come a great reward to me because whenever a Talmudic scholar, Talmud Chacham, comes in front of me for a court case, and what he was trying to say over here that, of the love that he had for Talmid Chacham, which is a great thing, Lemezigna Reisha Beisadia, I wouldn't put my head to lay down on a pillow, Kamadule Mafichna Beskusia, until I didn't find some type of a merit for this Talmud Chacham, until I would see something good in his favor. And that is because, although Talmud Chacham doesn't necessarily have to be right, but that it's meritorious to look into the schus of a Talmud Chacham. Amar Rabbi Ravashi, Pesilna Le Letzuvim Rabban Ladin, he says, on the similar vein, he says, I am invalid to be a dayan for a Talmud Chacham, for a court case. My timer. The Chav V'lai Kugufay, because he's so precious to me like my own self. The Ein Adam Roy Chayv L'Atzim, and the person doesn't see his own faults. We all have blinders to the bad things in ourselves. We only see bad in everyone else, not in ourselves. And says, since he's so precious to me, this Talmud Chacham, he's like myself, and I won't see anything wrong with him, and I'll definitely find him in favor in the merit, and therefore I can't judge his court case because I'm biased and I'm not impartial, and that's why I can't be a judge for his court case.